Good afternoon, everybody. It is exactly 41 minutes past 3, and you are listening to Eagle FM. Speaking in the studio is Laban, your sport presenter at Eagle FM. It's time for Inside Sports. For the next 1 hour, we are going to dive into the details of sports happening in the country and around the world. Don't forget, this is a show where we bring you the latest sports news while providing insights and analysis from readers, movers, and shakers of the sporting community. To make it interesting, we will always have a session where we will be interacting with you as sport fans in a segment of the show called Fan Base. Do take note of that. Don't you feel left out? You are part of this show. It is Inside Sports, a show where we get to talk about so many issues surrounding sports. As usual, we brought you some interesting insights. We are going to bring you interviews, giving you a little bit of idea what is going on in the sports arena. It's all about sports in and out of the country. Let's quickly, before we look any further, we always make sure we turn every stone at home within our reach. To get started, let's quickly run through the Deb Marine Namibia Premiership lock standing. In the top spot, we have African Stars, who are currently enjoying the top spot with 49 points, keeping a clear gap of 12 points between them and Blue Waters, who are in the second position with 37 points, while UNAM are finding themselves at the third place on the log with 33 points. On the relegation zone, we see Citizens, who are currently struggling with only 4 points. They are following Black Africa, who are currently standing at 17 points. A clear 13 points between them. On the relegation zone, on the relegation zone, we see Citizens, who are really struggling with only 4 points. They are following Black Africa, who are currently standing at 17 points. A clear 13 points between them. I got to be honest, I don't see Citizens surviving this. It will be a miracle if they do. It's football anyway, so let's see what happens. 11 Arrows have a shot at escaping the relegation zone, as they are chasing Young Africa, with 19 points, only 3 points between them, so there is no room for error. Let's quickly jump on the cricket side. In cricket, Namibia are at the age of falling out in the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2. They are currently at the third place on the table with 39 points, with all their 36 games played. Imagine they have played all their games, and there is a high chance of Namibia losing their qualifying spot to Nepal, who still have more than 2 games to play in hand, and are currently standing at 32 points. So I think they do have 4 games to go. So Namibia can only hope to survive. This, which is very unlikely to happen, I see. With that being said, let's have a look at the boxing. Just a reminder, Namibia's WBO Global Super Bantamweight Champion Philippus Energy Ngitumbwa will be facing one of his biggest career tests this Wednesday, on the 15th. He will be defending his title against Luke Boyd of Australia at the Kevin Betts Stadium in Sydney, Australia. This will be one of the interesting matches. Both fighters have incredible records under their names. Ngitumbwa has won 11 of his fights by knockout, while his opponent Boyd have a record of 10 fights, 10 knockouts. And this will be Ngitumbwa's first fight beyond Namibian borders. We pray he brings it home. Don't forget, like I said from the beginning, you are part of this show, and it is time where we get to discuss about different sports, giving our opinions. So join the discussion. Call me in studio. The number is 0362-888-401. It's your time to give your perspective on your favorite sports fixtures. Let's interact on whatever topic you may be interested in. or simply just call us in studio to give us your views. I want to bring up a question for the day. So we just have something to like stick on to and something we can have a discussion on. I mean, I understand you are out there and you have your own concerns on different. I mean, it's sport. We are talking about sports right now. So don't forget, we have so just to give you a heads up. I mean, Namibia will be playing against Cameroon this month, but their second match that was supposed to be played at home is now moved to South Africa. I mean, this is basically because the stadiums in Namibia are not up to international standards, which brings us to a point that we do really have a lack of equipment and we have so much poor facilities in at home. Now, but it all comes to one point in particular, the lack of financial support when it comes to sport industry. The question is a Namibian citizen, do you think we are investing enough as a country to make sure we uplift the standard of sport? I mean, what do you think the government should do, maybe? I mean, and us as citizens of this country to make sure we move closer to better our sport industry. Call me in studio. The number is 083-288-401. Let's discuss these issues. I mean, let's quickly jump into sports outside the borders. Don't miss the action tonight. Do not miss action tonight. The Champions League is here with the second leg. So you might want to keep an eye on your TV screen tonight. We have some interesting fixtures with FC Porto, who will try to make a comeback and stay in the Champions League light. Porto are one goal behind on aggregate after losing 1-0 to Inter Milan in their first leg of the Champions League. Well, Manchester City will try to go through, will throw all they have tonight when they face Leipzig tonight in their home ground, Etihad Stadium. City were held to a 1-1 draw in their first leg, and they will try to overturn this into tonight's game. In tomorrow's Champions League fixture, we have Liverpool, who will try to level the score on aggregate tomorrow when they travel to Estadio Santiago Bernabeu. Jurgen Klopp's side will need to win 3-0 to survive this. And this is not a walk in the park. You are facing one of the best teams in the world. And I mean, that's Real Madrid. I mean, I don't see that happening. Napoli are leading with 2-0 on aggregate. They will be playing Frankfurt in their second leg of the Champions League tomorrow. Napoli are informed in this season, and there are no doubt about that. They are standing a high chance of going through to a quarterfinal. But as well, as we all know, this is Champions League. I mean, we can only wait and see. So keeping an eye on the Premier League as well, Brighton will be playing Crystal Palace tomorrow. This will be a very interesting match, indeed, as both teams will be hoping to scoop up maximum points after some disappointing results last week. I mean, Crystal Palace lost to Manchester City in their last game of the last weekend. While Brighton was held to a 2-2 draw, with Leeds United. So Southampton will also try to escape the relegation zone tomorrow by winning this game when they play Brentford tomorrow. Southampton are currently on the bottom of the Premier League table with 22 points. Well, like I said before, I do not see Liverpool surviving this second leg of the Champions League with Real Madrid, but I can bet on this. Liverpool will finish in the top four this season. If you are interested in us analyzing this, call me in studio. The number is 083-288-401. 083-288-401. Well, quickly jumping on the Premier League table, we do have in the Premier League, Arsenal holds on to their top spot after hammering Fulham 3-0 last week, which took them 5 points ahead of Manchester City. Arsenal are currently standing at 66 points. Manchester City are at the second position with 61 points, followed by Manchester United, who were ahead on a draw by Southampton last week. United are standing on on 50 points as we speak. Well, on the relegation zone, there is a very tight spot there with teams trying to escape the red line. Southampton at the bottom with 22 points, Leeds United at 23 points, and Bournemouth, who won a 1-0 last weekend against Liverpool, taking themselves to 24 points in the league, still in the relegation zone though. With all that being said, we are going to bring you an interview. We spoke to Christian Bomer's coach, Hek Botha, who said Boma is ready for the new season and she will be participating in some events right here at home. Here is what he has to say.
We just want to know how is she doing and how far your preparation for the new season in terms of fitness?
Oh, obviously, she's doing excellent. She's fully recovered already, just before Commonwealth. We just didn't have enough time to prepare for Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. We are in a very strict training program currently.
Right.
And preparing, and hopefully we'll see her late April, early May on the track.
Some of the major competition that she will be likely to be competing in this year?
The biggest one will be the Diamond League and obviously the World Champs later in August. And then, we also would like to qualify for Paris Olympics as soon as we can for this year. That's our main aim.
Oh, alright. Will she also be participating in events that are local?
Thinking about it, because we want the local supporters to see a run, but we must also be wise because this is going to be a very long season. A lot of people are very anxious to see Christine run, but we need to work out our stuff. It's going to be a season that'll go up until late of September, and therefore we need to plan to not over run her and possibly get her not to perform at the best level at the World Champs. So the main focus to be as sharp as possible at the World Champs. So we are currently thinking of doing an event in Namibia, but we haven't confirmed that yet.
Moving a little bit from that, what are your plans this year? So as a coach now,
Obviously I'm busy with so many athletes that is just currently pitching up. We are seeing a vast amount of talent throughout the country. And it is also a structure and a dream that I have to create more than just one or two Namibians to be world-class athletes. So therefore, we will definitely get a structure and a place and plan through the Olympic Committee and the National Olympic Committee where we can identify quality athletes and develop them to get them on the international scene.
That's great. Thank you for speaking to Eagle FM.
Thank you very much and thank you for the support.
You're welcome.
Okay.
We'll be right behind here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that was Hek Botha, Christian Boma's coach, who said Boma will be participating in this year's events. We haven't really gotten into details. Sorry for the short interviews, but we will be hoping to bring you a very long interview next time and getting more into details. Right now we do have David Bishop. There will be to keep you up to speed, like we promised. Namibia Swimming Federation will be hosting an annual aqua pentathlon at Olympia Swimming Pool on the 18th March. We spoke to David Bishop, the Namibia Swimming Federation Public Relations to give us more details on the event. And here is what he have to say about the here is what he have to say about the swimming gala that will take place on the 18th of March. This and he, let's quickly listen to what he has to say.
We understand there will be an aqua pentathlon at Olympia Swimming Pool. Can you keep us up to speed with this?
Well, so next week, Saturday, the aqua pentathlon is going to happen. It starts at 8 in the morning, and it will run for quite a bit of the day. Basically, what happens is all the participants have to complete 5 different events, and then their combined time for all of those events is then the time for the day. And in each age category, and boys, girls, men, women, the person with the lowest time will win that event. And then obviously first, second, third, gold, silver, bronze. So you've got 8 and under, 10 and under, 12 and under, and 13 and over are the different categories. Yeah. 8 and under do 50 meters, so one length of the pool, freestyle, backstroke, breaststroke, and butterfly. And then they do a 200-meter individual medley, which is one lap of each in one event. The 10 and unders, they do 100 meters freestyle, 100 meters backstroke, 100 meters breaststroke, but only 50 meters fly. And then they also do a 200-meter individual medley. 12 and unders do 100 meters of everything with the 200-meter medley, individual medley. And then 13 and over, also 100 meters of everything in the 200-meter individual medley.
Yeah. All right. What is the procedure should one be interested in participating in the event?
So what will happen is the clubs, most of the swimming clubs will be taking part in this. So it is an ASFED sanctioned gala. So in order to take part, you have to sort of be registered. You have to be registered with NASFED. The easiest way to do that is to be registered with one of the swimming clubs, not necessarily just Olympic ones. There's SWACOP ones. And then Runnymont has a registered swimming club. I know Oshakati is looking to get a swimming club registered. They don't have one at the moment. Mm-hmm. Individual people can take part, but then they have to be registered as an individual with the Namibia Swimming Federation. So it's easier to be a member of the club, and generally you see the swimming clubs taking part in these sorts of galas.
Oh, yeah. And what follows after this? Do the winners of the competition qualify for a certain tournament or again, or does it end there?
No, this one's just they'll be able to say that they won the Aqua Pentathlon. We did have the long course championship 2 weekends ago, I think it was. And there they could get seeding and they could get qualification for further events in South Africa, the African Youth Games, the Commonwealth Youth Games, all of those sorts of things. The Aqua Pentathlon. There is the possibility, I mean, when they're doing the individual events, they could still, if they swim fast enough, break a Namibian record, and then obviously they get a record. And then because all of the NASFED registered swimmers are also registered with FINA, which is changing its name to World Aquatics, it's the world governing body for swimming, water polo, synchronized swimming, all sorts of different diving, anything to do with water.
Yeah.
They will also then be able to earn themselves FINA points, and FINA points go towards being able to qualify for other tournaments as well. So every gala they swim allows them to build up points and to advance themselves, according to world swimming. But yeah, for the Aqua Pentathlon itself, it's not specifically a seeding event for anything else.
All right. So, thank you for speaking to Eagle FM. Maybe just give us your name.
My name is David Bishop. I am the public relations officer for the Namibia Swimming Federation, NASFED. And we are responsible for organizing galas and looking after the advancement of not only swimming, but all other sorts of water sports in the country as well.
Well, that was David Bishop of the swimming. He is David Shishop. The Namibia Swimming Federation public relations, who gave us more details on the event that will be held on the 18th of March at Olympia Swimming Pool. For those who are interested, there is an advert online. There is an advert online that is advertising that gala pentathlon event. And you, he said in the interview, swimmers have to be registered with the Namibia Swimming Federation for them to participate. And for them to do that, the best way is to be registered with one of the clubs of swimming in the country. So we will quickly go in on a break, on a very short break, and we will be right back with the question of the day. So please call us. I will open the lines for the callers. So we do discuss and our question for the day. So don't forget, the question is, as a Namibian citizen, do you think we are investing enough as a country to make sure we uplift the standard of sport? We'll be right back after a short break, and we will open the lines. Let's discuss this.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of LelaPay. LelaPay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on LelaPay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, LelaPay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download LelaPay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, LelaPay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. LelaPay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Welcome back. You are listening to Eagle FM, and this is Inside Sports with Laban. I will be opening the lines now for callers, and please let's keep it short. Let's keep it short, straight to the point. And just to remind you, the question for the day is just to keep, you know, first of all, let me quickly explain this. I mean, just to give you a little bit of understanding why I am asking this question at the moment. It's because, you know, Namibia will be playing Cameroon, and I don't know if most of us have familiar with that game, but the African Cup of Nations will be just in that's the qualifiers. Namibia's is playing the qualifiers game with Cameroon, and their second match of the leg will be taking place in South Africa. Yes, that's South Africa to be taking in place, but it was supposed to take place here at home, right here at home in our own stadiums, but unfortunately our stadiums do not reach, they do not reach the standards of the international standards that is required for sports, for fields, for soccer stadiums. So, well, the question is the Namibian now? Is a Namibian, you, Yusuf, do you think we are investing enough as a country to make sure we uplift the standard of sport? Oh, so what do you think about this? Come through. The number in studio is 083-288-401. I mean, and don't forget, there will be, we signed a memorandum of understanding with Botswana to co-host an African Cup of Nations in 2027. Okay, let me quickly just attend to this and I'll...
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Afternoon, how are you, sir?
I'm all good, thank you.
I'm fine, thank you.
All right.
I would just like to give to ask the question to say, why, can you hear me,
eh? I you are loud and clear, sir.
All right. Mm-hmm. I would like to ask, why Namibians, on Namibia doesn't take part in on African championships? Because by for you playing in African championships is the way to advertise your player,
yeah,
to be seen by elsewhere,
mm-hmm,
and by that matter you make more money. By still we have this league who is this four teams who the league winner, the second the runner up and the third runner up. Why they don't participate in African championships?
Hmm.
Yeah, that was my question. Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
Well, the number in studio is 083-288-401. Call us in studio. Come through. Let's discuss these issues. We have to talk about these issues that are surrounding sports. And these are the kind of issues we have to address, because if we are not talking about them, then our readers who are up there, people who makes decision, will not, understand what impact is it, does it, what impact that it has on us. All right.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you? Good afternoon.
Afternoon, sir.
I'm all good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just want you to read for us the full what is Norwegian Premier League timetable.
The full Premier League timetable, table log. Unfortunately,
even the upcoming log stand.
The upcoming log or the upcoming fixture?
Fixture, I mean,
So what you are requesting here is the fixture of next weekend.
Yeah, the fixture of next weekend, and you must read for us the full log.
And unfortunately I cannot do that, but I can give you the top four in the Premier League. And the least I can do is give you the last bottom three on the log standing of the Premier League.
Namibian Premier League.
The Namibian Premier League.
Yeah, that's only what they want.
All right. I will get hold of that as soon as I can, and I will get back to you, sir.
And I heard we are going to play home and away in Cameroon. Is it like that?
Yeah, it's a home and away game. It's supposed to be a home and away game, but unfortunately for us, we are not playing that game in here at home. So our match has been moved to South Africa. That's what I want us to panel with.
I heard the rumors Kame is no more in South Africa. Even we are just going to play both games in Cameroon, because Kame in South Africa is fine. Another money, what?
Yeah. No, that might not. I haven't come to that, come close to that news, but I
have news like this. For the team to move from Cameroon to South Africa, it does not benefit. They just change it like, okay, we can just play in Cameroon, both games in Cameroon. So the fact is, I mean, like, we need to change this Minister of Sports. At least whatever who wins, they must appoint the former player board members in this Ministry of Sport. Otherwise, if we put just people who are not associated with sports in sports ministry, it will be very problematic for everybody. Thank you.
All right, sir. But fortunate I got hold of the fixture of the standing log of the Deb Marine Namibian Premiership right here with me.
Yeah.
In the first position we do have who are topping is African Stars. We have African Stars there who at 49 points. Followed by Blue Waters, who are currently standing at 37 points.
Good.
Yeah, with UNAM being at the third place at 33 points.
Okay.
Yeah, on the relegation zone, we have Citizens who are currently standing at 4 points. Followed by Black Africa. They haven't won a game so far. They haven't won a game so far, if I'm not mistaken. They haven't won a game. All they have is draws.
BA?
Yes.
What's really wrong with BA, man? That is unbelievable, man.
That's Citizens. That's Citizens. Citizens are standing at 4 points. They haven't won a game. That's Citizens. Okay.
After Citizens on the
relegation zone, we still have Black Africa, who are currently standing at 17 points. So far they've won four of their matches, out of their 19, and they do have five draws. Yeah, so I feel like they have a chance of escaping this relegation zone.
After Black Africa, then
we have 11 Elos, who are standing at 19 points. We do have 11 Elos. Which just for me to give you a little bit of, maybe I can read you the whole log here from UNAM. UNAM are standing at the third position. They are followed by Mighty Gunners with 31 points. Okahanja United with 31 points. Life Fighters are standing at 26 points. Tula Magic are standing at 26 points. Orlando Pilots, 24 points. Urino Sporting, 24 points, and Tigers 23 points, followed by Young Brazilians, who are on the 11th position with 23 points, and Civics standing at 22 points, followed by Young African, who are on 13th position, 22 points, 11 Yellows, 19 points, Black Africa, 17 points, and Citizens, who are last on the table with 4 points. That's how the Deb Marine Namibian Premiership table for 2022-2023 looks like.
Okay.
So I don't see Citizens surviving this relegation zone. I don't see them coming up to that, but okay. Well, thank you, sir, for calling Eagle FM. That was the log for the Deb Marine Namibian Premiership.
Okay, and if you get them, you can read for us the fixture. Well, I'm on the radio. I'm going to the radio.
All right, we will get back to you with that, sir.
Thank you.
All right, thank. Bye bye. Well, that was the Deb Marine Namibia Premiership table of 2022-2023. Well, if you. We will quickly look if we can get hold of the fixtures. Well, it's a busy day for today with Champions League is here. Do not forget. Like I said, Porto will be playing Inter Milan tonight at 9, and Porto are currently behind with a goal on the aggregates. because Inter Milan has won their last match when they visited Porto on a Wednesday. So Porto will be hoping to turn this results tonight. We will wait and see what happens tonight. So, and Manchester City was held on a draw. There's a caller coming in. We will quickly just attend to them and we'll get back to that.
Yes, Eagle FM, hello?
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you, my brother?
I'm all good, sir. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Good afternoon. Thank you for listening. Yeah, I'm listening to your soccer show.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the question that you put on South Africa to be played in Namibia, instead of Namibia. And you ask a question, what is the problem that is supposed to be done?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think this has to go to the FIFA World Cup, né? Because FIFA World Cup are the one that organizing most of this international standard game.
Exactly.
Soccer field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, if Namibia, that it's not capable of delivering a soccer field with a stadium in the size of what FIFA wants.
Mm.
I think my advice is, first of all, is before FIFA want to make any effort for men or for women soccer in Africa, there is three stadiums in Africa they haven't. One is the one which is South Africa, the one Nelson Mandela Stadium that they opened up in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, the latest one is just in Senegal, in Senegal. There's a stadium which they also opened there. And then the one from where you now, and in Cameroon now. But now, the thing is, first of all, we need to understand FIFA World Cup. How does they operate within the management, within the president of the all FIFA Cup in their different countries? How is the communication between these people? Because this is where a problem comes. If you have a minister in Namibia ministry, is he, does they have any connection within building, renovating the building of the soccer field?
You mean right here at home?
Yes, right here at home, for example. Because FIFA now has to also say, okay, Namibia Ministry of Sport, you are able to give us some money that we can also help you so that we want to make a sport for Africa in your country. Then there will be more before preparation comes in, let's say next year. Before that next year comes, that money must be already prepared for all Africa states to go play in that country so that you can able to advance. If there's a soccer field that is need to be advanced, to be renewed, or to be up of some quality way that they want it in, standard one. So that's where they also have to play in, because they are the ones benefiting.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because they will understand that. And the more you want the standard, the more expensive it can be. Maybe Namibia government or under the Ministry of Sport, they might not afford the quality that they want, that you, the FIFA World Cup, FIFA Africa World Cup standard, the way they wanted it. But if all the states, how many countries they are supposed to participate, then you can able to connect all these countries to say, okay, from this month to January or next year, we want all of you to start bringing money so we can able to renovate the country that we are going to play in, or building a stadium that is fitted to all the countries that to play in. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So these are the first advice, and who determine the quality? Who determine the quality?
I understand that's FIFA.
Yeah, FIFA,
I understand so that's FIFA that rates them. I mean, that's why they are saying our stadiums at home, they do not reach the, I mean,
match exactly. on the approval, on the way of standard of approval.
That's right.
So that, Yeah, so that's why they have to now find that every year, if they have to do it like every year, before every year comes, because we have big stadiums in South Africa, if they want to have this one, so we must not have convincing the other country to say, okay, no, we want to play soccer in your country, but you are not having a standard in your soccer field. So we must just have one stadium. If it's Africa, then we must have one stadium. If it's East Africa, there must be one stadium. So that all the countries that they have to go play, they know already that they are going to play in that stadium that's already been built.
But the problem will be here now. Where will that stadium be? I mean, who wouldn't want that standard stadium, which is at standard a bit?
It can be if it's a local, local soccer playing. Yeah, then Namibia now have to play up to say, okay, we want a stadium which is gonna be a standard of local players. But if it's international, then that is what I'm saying. International standard soccer field, it has to, like the one they built in 2010, the World Cup of the World Cup, which built in South Africa. That one is the latest one, and it's even $4 billion, if I don't make a mistake. So that is a huge of money. Maybe Namibia, Minister of Sport, cannot afford that. But if you are the organizer, then you say, before we want to make, if it's East Africa, we must be able to have a soccer field that was suitable for all countries that are going to play in. Then we build it in time before the deadline comes in. So you renovate it, you understand? Just like the way this country, when we have in Qatar, they planned before, understand? And then by that then the soccer started already be done because everything goes according to the plan. So this is what FIFA has also to play, to look at. If they want to play in Namibia, they were supposed to inform, they were supposed to prepare this thing, and then so that they can put together all the countries to play together, and then they can able to fix this problem, to build a stadium in Namibia that can suitable. Yeah. You understand?
I do not really know how FIFA works, but I do know when they are holding, for example, a World Cup, they have a certain fee that they hand out. Like you mentioned, in Qatar, but I do not know for the qualifiers for the games of for qualifiers. I do not know if they really do hand in that support. They give that support. I do not know. But well, you know,
thing,
you,
yeah. So
now
so
that we are on that point, now that we are on point, we also have an issue of keeping up this with speed. You know, when it comes to, I mean, you understand we have to be holding on, we'll be holding, 2027, AFCON Cup.
Yes.
Yeah. Which, I mean, according to you, your own perspective, do you think we are up to speed?
No, just in this moment, no.
All right.
In this moment, no. Because as I'm saying that, in the moment, because, if we want to look at international soccer field, because every country want to watch in that country, every media want to see how the quality of that stadium, and everything has to be done in fast.
Exactly,
so
exactly.
The media is not in this moment. If you're going to do it now, you're not in that quality. You're not have that advanced stadium that will take everybody to the attention of people. Because you know, when you put a show, you have to have a quality of all these things, those types of things that will attract the people from overseas who can go to watch. But if your soccer field is not okay, and then how is somebody going to be watching the soccer field at the soccer? So they can even put the TV off because they say that stadium is boring. They have to have everything that people like in.
All right, say thank you for your perspective on that. We really do appreciate you coming through.
Thank you very much, my brother.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, same to you.
We are panel beating the point of us if we do have, like, you know, we are really running out of time when it really comes to that AFCON, African Cup of Nations, that is to be held in 2027 is just around the corner, and it might sound a little bit far, but it's really just around the corner. So I don't see if we are really prepared for the tournament. But okay, let's quickly attend to this. Eagle FM afternoon.
Yeah, brother.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Yes. Don't make it one man show. Make sure people to also participate more.
Exactly.
FIFA, when you heard about people are fighting for their country to qualify, the African Cup or even the World Cup by that later to play in their country, is the money they want from FIFA? You don't really think that. Is the money, they appoint you to say, Namibia, African Cup, they will play there. And the money is coming with that. To build the stadium, to do whatever they want for you to do for just qualifying countries. Oh. They fight, they debate even to qualify for World Cup and African Cup. Guess what? And when you play, you start playing African Cup or World Cup. The time you play, the World Cup was like today, today is 14. All of the team, they are, I think, are stealing money. The more longer you stay, the more money you get. For example, if you open the qualification today and you don't qualify by those 3 days, then you go out, the money stop there. Mm-hmm. You won't pay it anymore. The problem here, what we want, we want, like as I said before, when we going to see Namibia playing in African ships. And the other thing, how much our player, Namibian, the most paid player, how much is getting? If it's less, let us debate for it and say we want them to be paid well so then they can be focused in rally soccer. We want them to play well, but we don't pay them well.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. They need to receive a good salary for them to play well. Now, you find a player playing in the African side, you stay there. If salary is 2,000, and this guy is making some in Namibian breweries. He's getting, for example, 8,000. Where is Gomo? Namibian breweries, obviously. So pay the player well for them to play a good soccer, the soccer we are trying for.
Exactly. But these are things we have to work. Okay, thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye. Oh, well, it's exactly 28 minutes past 4. And you are listening to Inside Sports. With the fixture, that's how the fixture looks on tonight. We see some championship games playing tonight. Also, Watford, Bingham City also. Wigan Athletic, Coventry City. But don't forget to keep an eye on your TV screen. It is an interesting day today with Champions League round of 16. And this is the second leg of the Champions League. So whoever lost out here. So I see... Manchester City will really try hard to stay in this championship because by the look of things, it's probably the only thing Pep Guardiola is putting an eye on at the moment. Well, you are listening to Inside Sports, and we are about to it's almost time for us to hand over, but we. We can take one caller at the moment for so far, but don't forget, the question is, do you think we are doing enough? You think we are doing enough when it comes to sport? The number in studio is 083-288-4012. Eagle FM, hello? We lost that caller. All right. It's exactly 30 minutes past 4. And we have come to the end of our program for the day. It's Inside Sports. Catch us same time, same place. This is Eagle FM Inside Sports.